people, anybody here computer hostile? Computers don't do anything to move our lives along any faster. You go to the airport, they have the whole system on computer. Could you wait in line any longer at the airport? If they had the whole system on crayon and napkin, cave wall and stick would be more time effective than the computer. They could poke you in the right direction. Neanderthal man could grunt you. You get up to the front of the line, and the person goes, will that be a smoking or a non-smoking seat? Non-smoking seat. Letter so that an N takes three buttons? It's a computer, right? I expect at least the technology of McDonald's. One button, a picture of a cigarette with a line through it, not smoking. Oh, bingo, bingo, there you go. It's as if they're all frustrated writers working on their novels back there, you know, like... I get paranoid sometimes. They're not even interested in our travel plans. No, they're making entries into their own personal journals. Non-smoking, no problem. Day 5,000 of this job. Another guy asks for non-smoking. I hate this job. I'm going to sit in and smoking anyway. Would you like a window? No problem. I hate my life. I hate this guy. I'm sending his luggage to Puerto Rico. Of course, all the airplanes are falling apart now. That's fun for comedians like myself who travel a lot. It's crazy. You gotta get, every time I get on a paper, thank you. Every time I get on a plane, I read a paper that's talking about how the planes are all falling apart. Wings are flailing, engines are dropping, windows are popping out, roofs are going up a little sooner than the rest of the aircraft. What's going on? Are they made out of Legos now? I was like, well, there goes the blue piece. You know why all the big jet airplanes are all falling apart? Because they were all built back in the late 60s, early 70s. Exactly. Have you seen people from the late 60s, early 70s? They look worse than the people in their late 60s, early 70s. Hippies are falling apart. Why should their planes hold up any better? It's scary to me to think they were building anything large and mechanical in the late 60s, early 70s. Hey, what should I do with this propeller? It's so beautiful. What if we paint flowers on it and use it as a ceiling fan? Hey, I'm gonna smoke some more of this and then go work on the seats. What if I make them orange and red? It'll be just like Denny's. You know, okay.